Visit to New Zealand. Gisborne, New Zealand, November 1893. This is a beautiful place. There have been special pains taken to make it attractive and lovely. There has been much taste and skill evidenced in the laying out of streets and setting out of trees. The weeping willow and the beautiful pines, the poplar, the maple trees, not so abundant as in America, but fully as beautiful. And the natural growth of trees, which is the gum, or best known in America as the Australian gum trees. The rows of trees of willow and of pine and poplar are growing on either side of the road, and to look down through the roads presents a picture of loveliness that must be seen in order to be appreciated. Brother Wade furnished me with a beautiful, safe horse and a light two-wheeled carriage for our use while we remained in Gisborne. This was a great favor, which we appreciated. Nearly every pleasant day we had a safe horse and comfortable conveyance, and improved it in riding out. We saw large tracts of land used only for grazing cattle and sheep. We were surprised to see these lands unimproved by cultivation. We thought of some of our American brethren who were industrious and economical, who understood agriculture. Had these lands been in their possession, with their knowledge of agriculture, what a change would be wrought in this place, Gisborne. There would be earnest work to uproot the sweetbriars, which were growing so abundantly in these beautiful grounds, and in their place would be cultivated lands, orchards, and abundance of vegetables and small fruits. Occasionally, we would see an orchard. Fruit trees do well. The peach, the lemon trees, and apples, quinces, plums, and cherries. But the orchards are so few and small. When I considered what might be done in this place, if some of the industry, tact, and wise planning of some in America could have the handling of this land, I wanted to speak to you over the broad Pacific and say to some who could come to this beautiful place, come and show what your agricultural knowledge and practice will reveal in this place. I tried to find strawberries, but they are rarely cultivated, and the price of strawberries was so high we felt almost guilty every time we purchased a box. But lemons are very nice and very cheap. The 5 weeks stay in this place is about ended, and I have the explanation of why the land is largely left unimproved except for the grazing of cattle. It is the many holidays which following one upon another in rapid succession that is leaving the lands uncultivated. It is a strange infatuation that takes hold of men and women in observing these many holidays that are used in gratifying their love of pleasure, to foster a certain unprofitable ambition, to gratify the lower senses, to gratify carnal lust, rather than for the purpose of strengthening the higher powers of the mind. They are educating schools for the youth coming upon the stage of action. The future of society is indexed by the youth of today, and what a prospect! It is no marvel that the colonies are in embarrassment and with the yoke of debt upon them, which is very galling. Idolatry in amusements that are not elevating or purifying and refining in their influence is in abundance, plenty of holidays. Horse racing, betting games, football and hunting, card playing, theater shows, gambling, liquor drinking, smoking, and what does all this mean? The consumption of the money which is taken out of the colonies and making them poor for the industrious.